Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Along with an abundance of material goods, our society is also glutted with religion, especially that which calls itself Christianity. It is practically impossible for one to go 5 miles without seeing a meeting house of some type. There are churches of every type imaginable, from those which you could hear a pin drop in the midst of their worship service, to those where it is commonplace to experience frenzied activity, hear a cacophony of babbling tongues, and see folks stacked like cordwood who have been supposedly slain in the spirit. If there's ever been a society which characterizes the church at Laodicea, this is it. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Men go off to this or that school or seminary to learn the latest techniques for sheep herding. And it seems everyone loves to have it so, especially if you remember their birthday and pat them on the back. Now, it is easy to look at the ridiculousness of the religious world and then look at ourselves and have basically the same feeling of satisfaction that they do, thinking that we have somehow arrived at a greater spiritual plateau than all those folks who are caught up in such foolishness. We cannot be those who compare ourselves to others, for we have a much higher standard to which we must look. They measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. The one to whom we look is the one who is all of our righteousness, all of our hope, and all of our expectation. We have no confidence in this flesh or its understanding, but our confidence is in him. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Paul understood the natural tendency of man to boast in something when he said, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. The end of all human pride is found in the revelation of Jesus Christ as our Redeemer and Mediator. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are not blind, yet we walk not by the sight of these mortal eyes, but ever looking through the eyes of faith, we have a hope which is an anchor for the soul. Some examples of walking by sight instead of faith are, first of all, being concerned with religious pedigrees. Every one of God's children should seek to be a part of a church that is as typically close to New Testament practice and order as possible. But we must never place our confidence in the traditions and heritage of that church to which we belong. Because the church to which we belong can trace its roots back hundreds and even thousands of years with unbroken succession is of little value if we are not firmly attached to Jesus Christ. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Another example of walking by sight instead of faith is basing our confidence on confessions of faith written by others. Faith in Jesus Christ can be defined as a reception of that truth which is revealed in the Holy Scriptures. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We believe the record of the Scriptures concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. This faith is the gift of God to his elect sons, and it is not given to them by the efforts of men. The actual faith to believe must be applied directly by the Spirit of God, who causes this faith to take root in our heart and mind. Another example of walking by sight instead of faith is having confidence in any outward conduct of our own. When the Lord Jesus makes us new creatures, he causes old things to pass away and all things to become new. However, any man who takes any comfort in any work performed in this body is walking by sight rather than faith. Faith is that which continually confesses that in our flesh dwells no good thing. All of our righteousness is in Christ, both as to that which is performed for us and imputed to us, and that which was performed in us by the working of his Spirit. This sinful nature with which we are born will continually try to make us satisfied with that which can be seen by natural eyes, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. In what are you trusting?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.